Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish. All over the place, I've seen various articles talking about new marriage laws being promulgated in South Africa. I'm going to be the first person to put up my hand and say I know nothing about what those laws mean, contain, and the implication for us. So I thought, who better than to speak to Rob Hutchinson, director at Dear South Africa, to give us a take on or his take, at least, on the new marriage laws, proposed laws in South Africa. Rob Hutchinson, thank you for talking to me here on The Overdrive this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. I trust you're well.
I am most well, thank you. I am, though, perplexed. As I say, I've seen all these articles about new marriage laws. I know nothing about them. Please unpack the story for us.
Well, I'll do my best in coming from a married person. Maybe that's a point of experience, but that's as far as I could go. To be serious on the matter. It is quite a big deal, as South Africa has such a diverse society and various different marriage customs and definitions around what actually is a marriage and what's not a marriage under the law. So what you have to do here is separate the notion of a marriage custom or a union, and then bring that into the legal context of what is considered to be a legal marriage under South African under South African law and legislation. So the Constitution of South Africa does allow freedom of religion and freedom of choice, and no discrimination is allowed under the Constitution. So what governors proposed here is that a single set of laws cover everything, to cover all the different rituals and unions and so on, and married institutions. A good example actually is Muslim, Hindu, and Jewish marriages go largely unrecognized by or under South African law. So the need there to redefine what marriage is, and also as a consequence what constitutes a family, has to be emphasized under this new law.
I'm just trying to understand for my own self, why is it that the state would want to get involved in personal laws like marriage?
That's the age-old question, isn't it? Well, yes, it is. I mean, a legal marriage is the union of you, your partner, and the state. And the reason that was originally brought about was to bring about tax regulations. And in the case of
that's the angle, tax.
Exactly. It's always about that with the state. Never forget that. When you get divorced, how do you legally separate the tax liabilities and who gets what and what tax applies to that? That can only be managed under a set of legislation. And if the marriage has to be legally recognized, or in the state, or in the case of where marriages are just done by custom, then the state has no claim to any tax after that, or any benefits or rights or so on.
Rob, this is like zooming to the very heart of everything that is contentious in society, because depending what interest group you come from, you are going to have very strong opinions as to polygamous marriages, gay marriages, religious marriages. There are just so many fissures in this issue. How on earth is it ever going to be possible that there's going to be one law to encompass all of that?
Well, that's exactly why they've released, it's actually two discussion papers. They've released a green paper on marriages. It's called the Green Paper on Marriages, and that's open for public consultation. But then they've also released a discussion paper around the proposal of this new, bit of legislation, which is called the single marriage statute, which is quite confusing in its name. But in that, they've tried to talk about and discuss polygamous marriages, because that is a right under some religions, and interestingly enough, child marriages as well. So they've gone a hard line on what children can be marriages, and children they say children should be protected and prevented to enter any legal marriage, under this new statute, and that some could see that as a good thing, but some religions might see that as interfering far too much. So, you know, there's got to be a balance between what's allowed in the Constitution, which states freedom of religion, and then adhering to women's rights and children's rights and what the state determines. It's really complicated.
Wow, this is difficult stuff. And where are we in the process? Is this merely sort of draft proposed legislation?
Yes, at this stage it's been in discussion for quite a while now. In various forms, but this is the first time they've put out a call for comment on these discussion papers, which were actually formulated around about a year ago. And then they used COVID as an excuse not to publish this stuff. But I think it goes much deeper than that. It is a very contentious issue. So they've proposed rolling out and officially submitting a bill to Parliament by 2024 only. But at this, it's going to go through many, many changes and fights and proposals by different interest groups and members of the public. And quite honestly, I think we're in for a rough time here if the state tries to control this. Yeah.
So that's the next question, because your organization, Dear South Africa, sits at the very heart of these responses from interest groups. How is this being received so far?
Yeah, so I missed the last bit of that question. Sorry, you cut off for a second there.
No, I was just saying you as Dear South Africa, you have firsthand experience of the reaction of various interest groups. If you had to characterize generally the kind of reactions you're getting, what are they? Horror.
It's absolute horror, absolutely. There's a complete misunderstanding, first of all, the difference between a marriage ritual and what is legally considered a marriage. So I think we've got a bit of work to do around that and say, no, state isn't actually interfering in the ritual or the religious aspect of the marriage. It's simply the legalities and what's recognized under law as a marriage. However, there are issues that the state is interfering with, which might be of concern. So the general public is rightfully concerned about this, but you know, that's why they should get involved and have their say on those matters which concern them.
Rob Hutchinson, director at Dear SA, I thoroughly enjoyed that conversation. So thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Simon. Have a great evening.